This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Joni Johnston is joining us for this segment. Joni, a clinical and forensic psychologist and a licensed private investigator. I want to talk about the death penalty in something like the Koberger case, where we have some families weighing in saying, we are totally in support of it. Others saying, no, we are not. From a standpoint of someone who's been able to see these sort of things over time, sometimes you have individuals in the heat of everything, all about the death penalty. I am in many cases. But at the same point, the process in which appeals go through and being drugged back into court over and over and over for victims is something that I've heard some family members say who've had a loved one that had been murdered is, I wish we would have just pushed for life in prison because this has become far more taxing on us than we ever thought it would be. Once the jury has reached a decision, you think, okay, well, now game over. It's not. In Koberger's case, how much should the families consider that reality of having to revisit this again and again and again with the death penalty or life in prison on the table?
You know, it's so interesting to me, Tony, that when I look at and have talked to so many different families, there is no right answer or even healthiest option, I don't think. I mean, you see families who've experienced the most horrendous crimes that you can imagine or that I can imagine. And you see, you know, some of them who say, I want this person to get the death penalty. I will be happy. I will be on the front row. I will feel some sense of justice if this happens. You have the same family, well, a different family in the same circumstances who say, you know, my child is gone. My husband is gone. This will do nothing for me. I don't feel comfortable with taking, you know, with the government taking a life or whatever. I don't believe in an eye for an eye. So for me, my sense of healing, my sense of justice is this person being in prison for the rest of their life. I used to think that it must have something to do with who is lost, the circumstances around it. And of course, certainly, I think from a political standpoint and from a prosecution standpoint, those do come into play. For sure. You know, you have somebody who is accused of killing four, you know, college students in cold blood, basically. I mean, it's hard to argue that there's a more appropriate case for the death penalty from a prosecution standpoint. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's not that many crimes that are worse than that. But from a family perspective, I would not be surprised. I mean, maybe all four families are completely united about wanting the death penalty. Would I be surprised by that? No. Mm-hmm. Would I be surprised if they're split 50-50? Absolutely not. So I do think a lot of times when you're talking about, you know, what families want, what they need, what feels right for them, I do think a lot of times it's based on things other than what happened. Based on their values. It's based on their spiritual beliefs. It's based on their, you know, a lot of other things.
How often do we see cases where initially the family is all gung-ho for the death penalty and then the person gets convicted, they're sentenced to death, but it's not like next week they get the death penalty and the case is over. It's 20, 30 years sometimes before the death penalty is actually executed. Do you ever see where somebody is, you know, all about it and then they, after the fact, have a change of heart because it continues to drag them into this horrible memory and just continues to re-victimize the people who have already suffered so much?
I definitely have seen that. And I've seen families who initially were very, as you pointed out, gung-ho for the death penalty. And then I think what sometimes happens over time, and again, not always, is that that person has a different perspective on it. You know, 20 years has gone by, not just for the perpetrator, but for the family as well. And so we all change with time, right? We all change a lot of different things about ourselves. We grow up, we have different views, we have different life experiences. And so I think for some people, they do, you know, time goes on and they're like, okay, I don't feel the same zeal that I did at the beginning, or my beliefs have changed, or again, the other extent. I mean, I've seen the other extreme where the person just felt like, you know, I felt I was in favor of the death penalty at trial, and I am just as in favor 20 years later, 30 years later. Mm-hmm. What I see actually more often are sometimes you have offenders who at the time say, I want the death penalty. Mm-hmm. This is not that common, but I've certainly seen situations where they've said, I don't want to appeal. I'm pleading guilty. I deserve the death penalty. And then what happens is, because I think at the time they think, you know, the thought of being in prison for the rest of my life is unbearable.
Yeah.
Right. It would be better. And then they get in prison and they adjust to it.
Yeah.
And then what happens after 4 or 5 years or 5 years, 10 years down the road, they don't feel the same way. And they start the appeal process.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Joni Johnston, thank you so much for your insight into that case. Always appreciate it. You can check out her website, drjonijohnston.com. If you like this podcast, press subscribe wherever you're downloading so you don't miss any breaking updates or discussions on the cases that we follow for you every day right here. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.